There's an overlooked challenge facing schools in Milwaukee: student turnover. A large number of kids switch from one school to another from year to year or even during a school year. That can cause problems for the kids and the learning environment. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter Aaron Richards is looking at the issue in an ongoing investigative report. Aaron, great to have you back with us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Also with us is Clara Doctor, a K-4 teacher at Stella Collegiate Charter School. Clara, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Aaron, you start this article. It's first in a series looking at the Carver Academy in Milwaukee. Tell us about that school and what turnover it has done there.
Carver Academy is a high-need school on the north side of Milwaukee, a K-8 school, pretty big building. It's gotten a lot of attention over the last 5 years to have a bunch of efforts aimed at trying to lift achievement in the school, and it's really struggled to have those reforms stick because of almost 40% student turnover from year to year. And nobody really realized how big of an impediment that would be to changing the academic climate at Carver until the principal, former principal actually, realized that year to year she wasn't even able to recognize her own students. So while they had success in improving the behavioral climate at Carver and implementing things like assemblies and a culture where kids wanted to come to school, they really had a hard time moving the needle on test scores because every year they were starting over with a new crop of kids and having to set new expectations for families who hadn't been with the school year over year.
And Aaron, how does Milwaukee compare to the rest of the state when it comes to the rate of school turnover, kids going from one school to another?
Our analysis found about 1 in 10 kids in the state of Wisconsin switch schools, either during the year or over the summer. In Milwaukee, that's much higher. Across all the publicly funded schools in Milwaukee, it's about 1 in 4 kids that are changing schools from year to year.
1 in 4.
And of course, that varies from school to school. So some of your higher achieving, more stable schools in the district have very low turnover. And then you have a place like North Division High School, which has struggled as one of the lowest performing high schools in the state, and they see half of their students turn over from year to year.
Clara, you are a teacher at a Stella Collegiate Charter School. How does this work out in your classroom? What kind of turnover do you see there?
Yeah, so at Stella, I teach in a K-4 classroom, and last year we had 26 students in our classroom, and we had 5 students who entered after the official start date, and we had 10 who exited throughout the year. So we had 5 who left in September last year, and then the rest of the 5 were scattered throughout the year. This year already, we've had 5 students who have left, and we've had 5 students who have entered into our K-4 classroom.
That's during the school year.
Yes. So, for example, this year, the 5 who have already come, we had a new student join this Monday. We had a new student 2 weeks ago. And then we had 3 students who started right after Labor Day.
So those are the numbers, Clara. How does that affect the classroom experience for you and, of course, for your students?
Well, I think most importantly for the students, thinking about them and how secure and safe they feel in a classroom setting, especially because they are 4 when they enter K-4. And so there's a lot of transition associated with going to school for the first time, let alone changing schools within your first year of education. And so as a teacher, our priority lies with the students and creating strong relationships with them right on. We do academic interventions with them, and we partner with the families to make sure that they feel welcomed in our community and that we're meeting any needs that they might have to hopefully prevent them from switching out of the school later on.
Aaron, what do we know about how switching schools, either during or between the school year, switching schools over an academic career affects kids' outcomes?
This is a really hard issue to study because we know that kids who switch schools the most are often the kids who are impoverished, and we already know that there's a strong link between poverty and lower test scores. So the challenge is trying to find studies that try to control for the poverty of students and their racial demographics and try to actually isolate the impact of the switch itself on test scores. So to do this project, we partnered with Mike Ford, who's a professor at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and he looked specifically at students who switched schools between Milwaukee public schools and the private voucher schools. And whether kids went from MPS to a voucher school or from a voucher school to MPS, their test scores were lower in the year after the switch. We only have 1 year of data on that. That's because voucher schools are pretty new to the state information system. But we do know that in that 1 year, we could see a significant drop in achievement. It could be that those kids catch up over time, but coupled with other research that we've seen about how school switching often goes hand in hand with increased behavioral problems and certainly an increased risk of dropping out when kids switch schools at the high school level, we know that this is an issue, and we know that, you know, we need to be talking about how to help families stay with schools, especially if they're working for them over time.
Clara, we talked about what happens in your classroom. I imagine there are similar stories in other classes in your school. Is there a school-wide effort to help kids, whether it's they're changing schools in the summer or, as you were talking about, during the school year?
Yeah, so across our school, we have a dean who works with families, and her role is really to make sure that families are feeling set up once they come to Stellar. And all of the teachers at Stellar really are invested in making sure that when a new student comes in, you know, how are they making friends? How are we catching up with their academics, excuse me? And, you know, what are we providing the families with that maybe another school didn't? And does a family need to be connected to another social resource that perhaps maybe they weren't being connected to before? So I would say in every classroom, all teachers across the state are thinking about, you know, how do we make sure our students are feeling safe and secure and empowered within the classroom?
And Aaron, you talk about not just within the school year, but sometimes you gave an example of one student who was new this year. Her teacher had learned to work with her, meet her needs, and then was able to kind of hand off to the next year teacher and say, hey, this student, if you talk to her about this and so on, it's going to help her make a better school year. If kids move from school to school, you lose that institutional memory of a kid.
It's so basic, but this is so much about relationships between teachers and families and teachers and students. And when I've explained this kind of reporting that I'm doing to a lot of parents in more stable suburban schools, a couple of them have said, you know, I just kind of took it for granted that the school's going to work with my kid for the next 5 or 6 years, or especially if you have a child with a disability. It's easy to take for granted the fact that this school is going to surround your kid and provide them with services as they progress. In a lot of city schools, for a lot of families or families in high poverty areas, that's just not the norm. And it makes it really hard for teachers to hand off that child to their colleague and say, hey, like, these are the three things that you should really think about. And she's really great and loves this kind of incentive. You lose that connectivity. And unfortunately, it's happening the most at schools that desperately are, you know, trying really hard to help kids succeed, and when they can't continue those relationships year after year, it's unfortunately making it even harder for the lowest performing schools with high turnover to get ahead.
We'll pick up the conversation as you continue this series. You'll be joining us again next week. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And Clara, thanks for sharing your classroom experience with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Clara Doctor is a K-4 teacher at Stellar Collegiate Charter School, a new Milwaukee school in its third year. And Aaron Richards is an education reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The first article in her series on school turnover is linked at WPR.org. She will be with us this time next week for more on that story.